Chapter 2. Soapy is doomed to failure. Soapy traveled 5 blocks before he gained enough courage to try again. This time he found an opportunity that he was sure would end in success. A young, pretty woman was standing before a shop window looking at a display of coffee mugs and silverware with great interest. Just 2 meters away, a large policeman with a stern expression leaned against the wall of the building. Soapy's plan was to bother the lady and be arrested for harassment. The woman was obviously from the respectable middle class. He would make himself look like a drunken bum. The strict cop would surely arrest him, and soon he would be on his way to a warm cell on the island with a guaranteed 3 meals a day. Soapy straightened his tie and arranged his pants so that they were easily seen as old and ragged. He set his face in an aggressive expression and walked up to the young woman. Soapy tried to make eye contact and cleared his throat loudly before speaking. He used different come-on lines with the woman, some of which were almost offensive, but not quite. Out of the corner of his eye, Soapy noticed that the policeman was looking at him steadily. The young woman moved away a couple of steps and continued to look at the mugs on display. Soapy followed her, boldly standing right next to her. He said,
"Oh, come on there, Julie. Don't you want to come and get a drink with me?"
The policeman was still looking. The harassed young woman only had to raise a finger to call the policeman over, and then Soapy would be on his way to the island. Already, he could feel the warmth of the police station. Suddenly, the young woman faced him and caught his coat sleeve in her hand.
"Sure, Mike,"
she said joyfully.
"If you'll buy me a few drinks, I would have spoken to you sooner, but the cop was watching."
With the young woman clinging to his arm as ivy clings to an oak tree, Soapy walked past the policeman. He was overcome with gloom. He seemed doomed to cold, lonely liberty. At the next corner, he shook the young woman's hand off his arm and ran. He halted in a district where he knew people were more carefree and lively at night. Women in furs and men in nice winter coats moved happily in the winter air. A sudden fear overcame Soapy. He wondered if some magic spell had made him immune to arrest. This sudden thought made him panic a little. At the same time, he came upon another policeman who was standing in front of a brightly lit theater. Soapy immediately had the idea of being arrested for disorderly conduct. On the sidewalk, Soapy began to yell drunken gibberish at the top of his harsh voice. He danced, howled, shouted crazily, and tried to disturb passersby as best as he could. The policeman twirled his club, turned his back to Soapy, and remarked to a citizen,
"It must be one of those Yale students celebrating their victory over Hartford College in football. He is noisy, but no harm. We have instructions to leave them be."
Now more gloomy than ever, Soapy stopped making noise. Would a policeman never arrest him? In his mind, the island was an unattainable paradise. He buttoned his thin coat against the chill wind and moved on down the street. Through a liquor store window, he saw a well-dressed man buying a bottle of wine. The man had put his silk umbrella by the door as he entered the store. Soapy stepped in the door, took the umbrella, and walked slowly away. The well-dressed man came out of the store in a rush.
"My umbrella!" he said sternly.
"Oh, is it?"
sneered Soapy, being as mean as he could.
"Well, why don't you call a policeman? I took it. Your umbrella! Why don't you call a cop? There's one on the corner."
The umbrella owner slowed down. Soapy did likewise, thinking that luck would run against him again.
The policeman looked at the two curiously. "Of course," said the umbrella man. "That is, well, you know how these mistakes happen. If it's your umbrella, I hope you'll excuse me. I picked it up this morning in a restaurant. If you recognize it as yours, why, I hope you'll..."
"Of course it's mine,"
said Soapy viciously. The ex-umbrella man retreated. The policeman hurried to assist a tall, blonde woman in an opera cloak. She was crossing the street in front of a truck that was approaching just down the block. Soapy walked eastward along a street that was under construction. He threw the umbrella angrily into an open hole. He cursed the men who wear helmets and carry clubs because he wanted to fall into their hands. They seemed to regard him as a king who could do no wrong. Finally, Soapy reached one of the avenues to the east, where it was much quieter. He walked down this street toward Madison Square. Even though his home was a park bench, he knew instinctively where it was. But on an unusually quiet corner, Soapy came to a stop. Here was an old church, old-fashioned and cozy. Through one violet-stained window, a soft light glowed, where an organ player was making soft music. He was probably practicing for next Sunday's Mass. Sweet music drifted out to Soapy's ears. It caught and held him in an iron grip outside the church gate. The moon was above, bright and calm. Vehicles and pedestrians were few. Sparrows chirped sleepily under the rooftops. For a little while, the scene might have been a country churchyard, and the anthem that the organist played held Soapy motionless, for he had known it well in his younger days. Ah, the good old days, when his life contained loving parents, good friends, bright ambitions, and new, clean clothes. The combination of Soapy's tired but open mind and the feelings he experienced outside the church created a sudden and wonderful change in his heart. To his sudden horror, he realized how terrible his life had become. His path was a dead end full of degradation, unworthy desires, dead hopes, and dull senses. He lived only to fulfill his basic needs. No grander purposes like love, ambition, and the feeling of success even touched upon his lonely, miserable life. His mind responded to this new mood. A sudden and strong impulse drove him to fight against his desperate fate. He would pull himself up out of his homeless condition. He would make a man out of himself again. He would conquer the evil that had taken possession of him. There was time. He was still young. He would remember his old eager ambitions and pursue them without failing. Those solemn but sweet organ notes had caused a revolution in his mind. Tomorrow, he would go into the busy downtown district and find work. A fur importer had once offered him a job as a driver. He would find him tomorrow and ask for the position. He would be somebody in the world. He would. Soapy suddenly felt a hand on his arm. He looked quickly around into the broad face of a policeman.
"What are you doing here?" asked the officer.
"Nothing,"
said Soapy.
"Then come along," said the policeman. "You're under arrest for loitering."
3 months on the island,
said the judge in the police court the next morning.